seemed open, letting in a swirl of smoke. Rachel hurried inside, cradling in her arms a newborn, swaddled in a pink blanket. Lavina's husband barreled in behind her, pushing a disheveled, sleepy woman in a wheelchair. "Lavina!" He slammed shut the door to the hallway with his foot and pointed to the door that led outside. "Komm, mach schnell!" "Come and make it quick?" She could hardly move.
"Ich kann nicht. Bobli ist gleich da."
He stopped short, eyes wide.
"The baby's almost here?"
"Ja."
"I'll check her." Rachel rushed to the bassinet beside Lavina's bed and put the other woman's baby in it. "Take Brandy outside. Get her clear of the smoke and carefully place her on a blanket. Be easy with her. She's lost a lot of blood. Then hurry back for her baby. A newborn doesn't need to breathe this smoke."
"Wait a minute, Rach."
He waved his arms with exasperation. These two, Lavina's husband and her closest friend, had experienced their share of disagreements over the years, but Isaac had never looked truly upset during any of their rounds.
"You just saw how the fire jumped from a slow burn to engulf the front birthing rooms and half the hallway. I'm not leaving without my wife, if I have to carry her myself."
"Okay, you carry her," Rachel nodded. "But Brandy is in no shape to hold her baby while I wheel her out. I'll have to take one and return for the other." Lavina groaned, giving in to the need to push.
"For land's sake, Lavina, don't push," Rachel said.
Lavina held her breath, trying to obey.
I can't stop."
Rachel pulled Lavina's knees apart, and terror filled her eyes.
"What?"
Lavina panted.
"Is my bubbly all right?"
"Yeah, I'm sure the baby's fine. But it isn't going to wait for us to get out of the house. Its head is crowning. If we move you now, we could paralyze the baby." Rachel turned to Isaac. He seemed unwilling to budge. Rachel put a hand on one hip and waved a finger in his face.
"Isaac Brenneman, do as I said. Get Brandy out of here and hurry back with the wheelchair."
He nodded and sprinted toward the door. The English woman's silky white blonde hair dangled about, and Lavina thought it odd the little things a person noticed while in the middle of such chaos. As he opened the door, the wheelchair thudded against it. Rachel looked up.
"Be easy with the woman, Isaac. I packed her insides best I could to stop the bleeding until the ambulance arrives, but she can't afford to be jostled."
Isaac nodded. "Sorry." He disappeared outside, leaving the door open. Rachel drew a breath. "We're safe, for now, but let's get this child born and get out of here." Rachel put on gloves and wheeled a metal table next to the bed. The table had a sterile tray with several instruments and two folded blankets, a blue one and a pink one. During the long night of labor, Lavina had done some mending on her children's clothes. When those were done, she'd used white thread to embroider a tiny pair of baby feet on the corner of each blanket. Which color would Rachel wrap her newborn in this time? Rachel wiped her forehead with the back of her wrist.
Could today be worse? First fire, and first English woman to give birth here. Coincidence?
Lavina teased her weary friend. Rachel chuckled.
"Or did she bring bad luck?"
she whispered, peering out the door as if the woman could hear her. "Why is she alone in an unfamiliar place?" Rachel ripped the sterile wrapping off the scissors and umbilical clamp.
"I hope family arrives to support and help her once she's at the hospital."
Rachel glanced into the bassinet.
"She isn't doing great. She had all sorts of complications during delivery, and I doubt she'll be able to have another child. But her girl..."